We're all good. Wow. It's Friday, but Sunday came, didn't it? Think about that. It's not Friday anymore. You know what? Black Friday's done. That was the real Black Friday, was Good Friday. Because at that point, the disciples didn't have hope, did they? Jesus told them about it. Jesus told them what was coming. But they didn't understand. It's not Friday anymore. Sunday came. They didn't understand what Sunday meant. See, these guys, they beat Jesus. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed him to a cross. They left him to die. But the thing was, they didn't know and they didn't understand that Sunday was a-coming. They had no idea that things were about to change for them. They didn't. Things were about to get real. Jesus was about to reconcile us to his Father, God. They had no idea that Sunday was coming. See, the thing is, there's the movie, God's Not Dead. God isn't dead, and neither is Jesus. Our King is not dead. He's alive, and he conquered death. He defeated hell, didn't he? Come on. He defeated hell. And because he defeated hell, we have a connection to Jesus. We don't have to go and sacrifice a lamb or a sheep or a cow. Jesus was that pure and perfect sacrifice. He was our connection to God. Some people say, well, how weak was that Jesus let himself be crucified? How weak that he was taken? Are you kidding me? How weak? How strong? How strong was our God? How strong was Jesus? See, Jesus, at any moment, that was a bad snap, at any moment could have stopped it. Couldn't he have? He could have taken himself off that cross. He could have stopped the beatings. You know, you think about that beating that Jesus took. Not one bone was ever broken in Jesus' body, because if one bone would have been broken, he wouldn't have been the perfect sacrifice. Not one bone in Jesus' body broke. But he was beaten. He shed his blood for us. Wow. He could have stopped that beating like that. But he didn't, because he loves us. Jesus came. He left heaven. He left all that to come, take on human flesh and come to earth and be ridiculed and be beaten and crucified and killed, because he loves us. He came for us, and he wants relationship with us. He wants to get to know us. The thing I find amazing is not only did Jesus come out of heaven, where he sat with God, our Father, his Father, but he came here and he served, didn't he? He washed his disciples' feet. He washed his disciples' feet. And he did this all the while knowing that some of these disciples, like Judas, was about to betray him. Think about that. If I knew Nathan was about to betray me, would I really want to wash his feet? I might not want to wash his feet even if I didn't know that. I know I wouldn't want to wash my own feet sometimes. But here's the thing. Jesus knew that. And he loved us so much. He loved Judas so much. He washed his feet. He knew that Peter would deny him 3 times. Yet he washed his feet. He knew these people were going to beat him. He knew these, not the disciples, but he knew mankind would beat him. and he came. He knew the disciples were going to scatter when he got arrested and hide. And he washed their feet and told them how much he loved them. He knew all that, yet Jesus came for us. See, even through all that, Jesus came for us. That's amazing. Jesus came out of space and time for us. He had people, when Pilate was trying to still release them, his own kind, Jews, were yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him." The priests were yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him," stirring up the crowd. And he still loved them. He was beaten severely, and he still loved him. He still loved us. See, I don't know if you've seen the movie Passion of the Christ, but in that movie, it's said that Mel Gibson is in the movie in a few scenes, one is of which is beating Jesus, and the other one is one of the guards putting the nail in Jesus' hand. And he wanted to do that, those specific scenes, because the fact of the matter is, because of his sins is one of the reasons why Jesus had to be put on that cross. Because of our sins is why Jesus had to go on that cross. But he loves us, and he came for us to earth. After Jesus was crucified, after he was killed, after the guards jammed a spear in his side and water and blood came out, and he was dead, what happened? You know what happened? Sunday came. And Jesus, our King, rose from the dead. Now, if you're not excited, let me say that again. Jesus rose from the dead. Wow. How much does God, our Father, love us? So very much. So very much. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. It's such a blessing. It blows me away every time I think about how good you are to us and how much you love us. And God, as we prepare our hearts, Father, for communion, I pray that you would just give us this excitement and joy, Father. Because Sunday came and you raised your Son Jesus back to life. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So 1 Corinthians 11:23 and 34 says, "For I received from the Lord that which I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in doing so he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment into himself. If he does not judge the body rightly, For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters I will arrange when I come. That's 1 Corinthians 11:23 and 34. So as I often do during communion, I'm going to offer us a moment just to check our hearts, make sure that we don't have anything, any unforgiveness, any sin in our life that we just need to repent of. If you're hungry, it gives you a chance to have a snack, because God said also, this is not your snack. We're going to take a minute, and we're just going to ask Father to reveal our heart. And we're just going to take that time. Father God, thank you for revealing in our hearts, God, if we had anything that we needed to check. God, we do not want to enter into this covenant with you today in an unholy manner. So God, if we had something to check, Father, I pray that you would just have revealed it to us. God, cleansed our heart. Father, prepare our hearts for receiving this amazing gift. God, we pray that you would be with the rest of this communion. Father, bless it. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. While they're eating, Jesus took some bread. And after a blessing, he broke it. Oh boy, I don't know if I can get in here. He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body. Let us partake of the body together." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said to them, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. Let us partake and celebrate this covenant together." Father God, we thank you for this covenant. God, we thank you that you loved us this much, that you sent Jesus. God, I pray that this Easter we remember and understand the significance of your Son dying for our sins, for dying for the sins of this world. God, we thank you. We praise you, and we give you honor and blessings. Father, we worship you. In your name we pray. Amen. Guys, in the coming weeks, we're going to talk more about that covenant. What does it mean? What does that covenant mean? We're going to talk and get an understanding of how that covenant applies to our life today. Have a great Easter. Be blessed. Enjoy each other's company. And just enjoy the fact that Jesus came for you and loves you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.